I'm currently looking at the book of Ephesians with my church, The Seed, every week. And this week, I've got to the beginning of Ephesians 4. Now, Ephesians 4 has a lot to say, and I'm going to be saying a lot about it during our live stream this morning. But one of the things I'm thinking about, I thought would be good for us to hear this morning on this radio show. In Ephesians 4 verse 2, Paul writes, "Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love." Elsewhere in Romans 12:18, he says, "If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." Jesus himself talks of forgiveness, and he says disturbingly that if we don't forgive others their sins, then God won't forgive us our sins. And in our modern world of disagreement and conflict, there are three qualities which I believe we should try to nurture in ourselves and encourage in one another, and hopefully we can show the world a different way of dealing with difference and disagreement. The first is this one: bear with one another. Every single one of us has a personality, a temperament, gender, life experiences, worldview, all of which influences how we relate to others and how we view others around us. And we naturally get on with some types of people and not with others. We may not even disagree with people at a fundamental level, but they can irritate us and get under our skin. Paul says that we should bear with one another. And at this level, we can infer that we don't need to naturally feel an affinity with someone, but we should nevertheless allow them to be themselves and to express themselves in a way which is authentic to them, and we must overlook those things which grate on us. Moving it up a notch, we're to tolerate one another. Paul writes to the Corinthians, he says, "Let no one take me for a fool, but if you do, then tolerate me just as you would a fool." Tolerance in today's world is held up as a quality everyone should aim at, but alarmingly our world is becoming increasingly intolerant. I believe we should model what true tolerance actually looks like. I'm not talking about tolerating sin. The Bible's quite clear we shouldn't do that. However, people can do all sorts of things which might not be sinful, but which we might find unpleasant or distasteful. We might disagree passionately with someone's political affiliation, for example. Or they might smoke or drink alcohol. They might be more strict with their children, or perhaps be rather more forthright and aggressive in their opinions than you'd like. These are just a few examples, but one thing about tolerance is this: tolerance is not possible without disagreement. It's not possible to be tolerant of someone you like and approve of. At its core, tolerance requires that you dislike or disapprove of something to be tolerant of it. If you claim to be tolerant, but you only tolerate those things which you approve of, you're not being tolerant, you're being a hypocrite. Lastly, we get to the most difficult quality, which we should all try to nurture in ourselves and others. That's forgiveness. Here are some requirements for forgiveness. Someone must have wronged you in some way. You must forgive them. In fact, that's it. Forgiveness doesn't mean you've excused the wrong. It doesn't mean you're no longer hurting. It doesn't mean that there are no consequences for the offender. And also, no, it doesn't mean that the offender has asked for forgiveness either. That's irrelevant. Our model for forgiveness must surely be Christ himself. He was hanging in agony on the cross. He was looking down and watching the soldiers who were put in there gambling for his cloak. They were seemingly unconcerned about his pain and agony. He knew he was going to die. They weren't remorseful. They weren't asking for forgiveness, and yet Christ forgave them anyway. Refusing to forgive has a number of negative consequences for us. First, it robs us of the full life God intends for us. Rather than promoting justice, unforgiveness festers into bitterness and, as a result, destroys peace. Secondly, as I've already said, you put in jeopardy your own forgiveness when Jesus says God won't forgive you if you don't forgive them. And that's reinforced in the prayer that he taught us: forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And thirdly, there's a quote which says, refusing to forgive someone is like drinking poison yourself and then waiting for them to die. It's unclear who first said it, but the meaning is clear. When you hold unforgiveness in your heart, it's not the other person who is damaged, it's you. So living in today's world as a Christian is so much easier for us if we can really develop these three qualities: bearing with others, living in true tolerance, and forgiving everyone who sins against us. And all of these things require enormous strength of character and strength of will. You know, anyone who claims Christianity is a crutch for the weak was never a Christian. So just leave you with this thought: how strong are you going to be this week?